This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for our weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the big stories, the charts developed by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find them listed at talkers.com if you're a big fan of the news talk format, and I'm guessing that's probably why you're here. And we have an interesting array of conversationalists, including, but not limited to, Victoria Jones, who's here with us from the DC Radio Company. We have Rick Jensen, a host at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden will be joining us. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you here. We'll go through the top 10 stories and the people. I'm not sure. This list, by the way, is not meant to be all-inclusive. There are things that weave their way in and out of conversations. I referred to it, I think, first last week, the week before, as the talk tree. The stories that may then lead to other, you can branch out and have conversation about lots of other things, and the good hosts are able to do that so that you're not listening to the same old grind all the time. I think some people feel secure listening to some of the same old grind. It's the same sort of thing as I'll make a relative comparison here. For those of you who like the radio stations that play music of the 80s, there are some stations, there's one I know of, that has a playlist of 194 songs. That's it. That's all they play over and over and over and over again. And when you think about the hits, Rick, that came out of the 80s, there are thousands of them. But they have researched the ones that were the most popular, and that's all they play. And so in this circumstance, there are people who do a lot of research behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff that goes into these. Are not the conversations you hear on most of the stations. It's not just, you know, throw something against the wall. There's a lot of thought that goes into most of the conversations. And I dare say too much thought sometimes, because it takes away from the spontaneity, which is something, frankly, and I say this with a smile on my face, that most people who've ever worked with me and in their lives know that that is how it works. The best conversations, in my mind, and my experience is 50 plus years of being on the radio, I think I know kind of what goes on and what makes people tick conversationally. And so as far as we're concerned here, the folks that contribute to this program don't know what I'm going to ask them. They do know, because we all have a list from Talkers of the stories and the people of the week, but nobody knows what direction we're going in, because I want this to be a genuine conversation about the news of the day. It's very interesting. There was a study that came out, Victoria and Rick, this week about the news habits of people, how people get their news. And it's pretty interesting how dramatically it's changing. And it has a lot to do with your generation. The most surprising thing that I read in this, a majority of those in Generation Z. Do you know what Generation Z is?
Next up and comers.
Yes, the young ones. Yes.
The young ones.
The young ones.
Well, the generation that relies mostly on social media, I don't think that's a surprise. But their definition of credible news is, I find that, you know, get into this conversation, people think the news equals the truth, or vice versa. The truth equals the news, and that is not true. It's so far from the truth. Facts and the truth are two different things with many people, because folks don't lie. I go back to, I guess, that conversation about the radio playlist. There are some people who don't want to listen to talk on the radio unless it underscores their values, unless it agrees with. So that's why there is such the right wing or left wing. There are certainly more right wing talk hosts and stations that are programming that than on the left. But that is a group, a core group of people who don't want to listen to anything that doesn't agree with their point of view. So, and that's been very interesting as the Trump phenomenon has gained root hold. The stations that talk about Trump in a positive manner, I mean, there are networks even that have told, or they fired hosts who were not supporter of Trump, even though they're, but the guy who runs the network says, everybody will talk about Trump in a positive way, you'll boost him and do this, that, and the other, and one guy says, I don't really think, I don't want to do that, and he said, okay, you're fired, I'm bringing in somebody else. That's what they did. So, and I don't mind telling you, it was Michael Medved was fired from the Salem networks, and a guy named Gorka came in to replace him. And that's, you know, because Michael Medved doesn't like Trump. So that
it's
was
very,
the...
It's very, very interesting. And it's, it, you know, it's a fascinating phenomenon, really, of our times. And, you know, when you look back over the history of talk radio, and, of course, we're talking about talk radio, it hasn't always been like this, because there have been stations where there were multiple hosts of multiple disciplines and views, and so that you could be listening to a host you disagreed with, and then in 3 hours you get a host you agreed
somebody
with.
Else.
And then and then on Fridays they might have the battle of the talk show hosts. And, you know, and you really will get a diversity of opinions. And people, I think, enjoyed it because that way, because we were, and I hate to go to, I'm not somebody who lives in the past, but I think that when you engage with people of different opinions, your opinions can actually become even more cemented if you have a really well-grounded debate, and you can actually... unless you talk to people who have a different opinion from you, you don't find out what other human beings are thinking, and we become more and more polarized. We have to engage with the other side, whatever that other side is, or engage with people of a similar side, but not quite the same side. We have to engage.
Well, it would be nice, I think... to use the term "we have to" is stretches it a little bit. Some people don't want to, so you don't. I mean, but if you really want to have an expanded mind and you really kind of want to know what's going on, or you really want to not be put into a buttonhole, then it's important, I think, to get other points of view. And so
let me ask you this: how much of the medium is the message here? When it's like a format, conservative talk radio. Oh, and by the way, you always have to be supportive of Trump. Thank God, our format is Delaware. Really, so I do have people of very, very different beliefs and ideas calling the show. We have some very, very heated and some great arguments
and conversations. Respectful.
Yeah, mostly. Yes. Most. But I wonder. It's like country music. Top 40, soft AC, you know, is it now a format where, okay, we're the pro-Trump radio station, and every individual
has to
be on board?
The answer to that question is yes. Yep.
Well, thank God here we're individuals.
Yeah. Well, most of the stations that the independent, this work of ours, I put work in quotation marks there, are these two big companies that pretty much now maybe three that control much of the radio landscape these days. And so under the circumstances, there are edicts sometimes that come down as to what works and what doesn't, what gets them ratings, because after all, the job we have on the air is to get people to listen to us so that we can sell advertising. That's make money. That's what the deal is. So the most listeners you get, you got to figure out, okay, how am I going to get the most listeners? And in some circumstances, the most listeners to talk radio are Trump fans. So you appeal to them. And so that's how it works. I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but it really is very interesting to see how some of this stuff shakes out. And part of the job, frankly, here on the Countdown and the overview that we do, when I have Michael Harrison on, we often digress from the top stories because there are more interesting things going on behind the scenes. And I do think that people, I hear this all the time, I've been doing this talk radio reviewing the Countdown show for 14, 15, 16 years. Michael has started it the year after he started Talkers in, I think it was 26 years ago, maybe 27 years ago. And so I participated with him, and then we decided I would host the program. And that was, again, 15, 16, 17 years ago. So it has changed, as you've just noted, Victoria, dramatically from that open sort of field of conversation. We had all kinds of different... The talk radio tree really was the tree. And now, if you look at the 10 stories, they, you know, at least three or four of them, in this case, five, have to do with Trump, and or things that are going on in the political world in which he leads or lives and leads. And that was not the case. It was certainly when we started doing this program at all. The president at the time would be maybe involved in one of the stories. Trump's involved actively in four of the top stories this week. And that's be a factor of who's talking about what on the radio, because talkers doesn't make this list up in a vacuum. They're listening to the shows. They're talking with the hosts. They know what's going on the stations. And so this aggregate list comes with the input of lots of people who are actually talking about the same things. And so, in a way, it's easier to put this list together these days because there's not as much variety in the conversation, which I think, sooner or later, will limit us, those of us who do this for a living. You got to broaden it out because you can't broaden the audience. The audience is getting older and older and more narrow in its thinking. And the population, in case you haven't noticed, is getting larger. So the number of ears that are out there available, whether it's a radio program, a radio station, a podcast, whatever it is, it's what is the old expression? A big, wide world there, Master Jack. So, all right.
Doug, if I may, yeah. It's not on the list. Well, we talked about vaccinations, and it really applies to two things you're talking about here. First of all, I had a lot of phone calls from young moms, you know, in their 20s and 30s,
yeah.
Because we're talking about protecting the herd. You've got to have 80% of those kids vaccinated for chicken pox, mumps, measles, rubella, all that kind of stuff. Otherwise, you're going to have more and more kids who do have other health problems, and some moms expressing some very real serious concerns about vaccinations.
The shadow here gets bigger and the umbrella of conversation gets broader, and that can serve. One of the reasons people like this format is because there's so much to learn by listening to people talk about things, and it helps folks make decisions about their positions on things. So that was a good point, Rick. Thank you.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now the talk radio review for the the next to last weekend. This is the week. The survey is for the week of the 18th to the 22nd of March. We're already two-thirds of the way through the month of March, one-third of the way through the year. Spring has sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder where McFadden is, and voila, here he is.
Boom.
So McFadden shows up.
He knows it.
There he is. Rich McFadden is here.
Rick Jensen sitting here at the board.
Yeah, of course you are.
Mr. Doug Steffen.
Victor, Victoria Jones is here. All right, so Richie, we were having a conversation in an abstract sense about where talk radio has gone from the broad spectrum of what we used to talk about when you and I first started 22 years ago together on the Radio America Network, or 23 years ago, whatever it was, and how things, and Radio America, even though it's always been sort of a right of center philosophically facility.
Yep.
Does that make sense? A facility that
sure,
is philosophically,
sure.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Anyway, and I was much more, when I was doing more political stuff on the air, I was certainly much more to the right than I was to the left. And you and I used to have some pretty interesting arguments. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who remember McFadden being on with me all the time, you'll notice and acknowledge how much he changed under my tutelage.
Oh, yeah. I'm a totally different guy.
Oh, yes.
A shell of my former self.
Yes, you are.
Well, thanks
I'm glad
to you.
Recognize. Right. Happy you recognize
it. Yeah, I believe in aliens and hocus pocus prophets.
Yeah, that's right. He's on it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
save the farmer.
Over. Yeah, well, this farmer stuff is something that we really, we do. Well, but it's, you know what, I promise we talk about this for a minute.
America's farmers. To distract.
Yeah, well, he throws the shiny penny on.
Right, I check
so
the shiny
easy.
Penny out there, and he bites
yeah.
every time.
Yeah.
Well, but this is important and ought to be part of the dialogue to a point. America's farmers are having the worst economic crisis they've ever had, in my lifetime anyway, since the Dust Bowl, certainly. And it started with the crash of 2009, and it's just gotten worse instead of better. The trade wars, the lack of understanding by current political officials that don't care about where the food comes from. They most of them eat hamburger from McDonald's. What the hell do they know about what, do they care about natural versus local versus organic? The prices have been pushed down by the huge international conglomerates. that control the food supply now, and we have, courtesy of Monsanto and Bayer, people dying, the suits. I think the tip of the iceberg now has just started in the past couple of years. The same lawyers that went after the tobacco companies and got, what, $80 billion in settlement from the tobacco companies are going right after Monsanto, and they're going to get the same thing. Because Monsanto and the Roundup stuff, have you seen the ads?
I cannot.
Ads for Roundup are everywhere.
The amount of people that call me and go, did you see your cancer was caused by Roundup? I'm like, no, it's the other one.
Jeez.
Yeah. Non-Hodgkin's.
Right. Had non-Hodgkin's, right.
No, I had Hodgkin's.
Yeah. Oh, you did have Hodgkin's. That's right, because non-Hodgkin's is the worst, is the worst of the two.
Right.
So, anyway, I just, it does matter, because we all are what we eat. And when you see the farms being ravaged by all these, the reality of our economy and where we're...
Let me ask you this, though.
Fronting.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Richie.
Trump and the tariffs obviously have a huge effect on the farmers. But
yeah.
It's the art of the deal, right?
Yep.
He's trying to get to a destination that would eventually help the farmers. And while we try to get there, it hurts.
Well, in the meantime, the farming community is in such dire shape, they can't make it through to the other side.
But,
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But a year of pain is worth a lifetime or a generation of gains.
30% of the farming community, family farms are in such dire straits, 30% of them won't be around in a year if this keeps up. And so we'll be getting our food from offshore or from huge places, conglomerates that use all kinds of stuff from Monsanto. It'll change the picture, change the face of what we eat, really, if this doesn't get straightened out. It's 28 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
Hey. Cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Here's that song again!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today!
Here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr's summary of the Mueller report says the investigation didn't find any evidence that the Trump campaign conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 election. In the letter, Barr promises to release more. He says he acknowledges the significant public interest in the report, but it will take him more time because there's information that's confidential. The president could exert executive privilege over parts of it. President Trump had this.
It was just announced. There was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you gotta feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Radio Review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Chris McFadden, Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones. Victoria's from the DC Radio Company. Rick is at WDEL, one of our great radio stations, great talk stations in the country. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our main studio at Radio America, the originating network for this program in Washington. And Washington is the focal point for much of the info, much of the discussion. By the way, somebody just sent me a note. And I will respond to it in this way. The question that I got had to do with who I think the best hosts are around, because I I guess it would be interpreted I took a shot at the programming on the Salem stations, and I will tell you that on that group of hosts, the two that I respect the most are two people that I used to work with at KABC in Los Angeles in the 90s. And they would be Dennis Prager and Larry Elder. Both of them are stars in my mind. Dennis Prager is one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Prager University videos are a smash sensation. Yeah. They're huge on YouTube. Yeah. Very effective, very good.
Yeah, very effective. He's very smart. He's a very interesting guy. He was one of the guys. We used to chuckle about it because he never engaged really very much with anybody at the station. He would walk into the studio literally 60 seconds before he'd go on the air, and he would be out the door as the theme was playing for his program, Gonzo. And he had, he was doing all of this stuff. He's a rabbi. He was a university professor, and then he created this stuff that Richie's just talking about, Prager University. But he's just smart. And he's not, he doesn't look down his nose at people who don't. He's a very persuasive lecturer, but he doesn't sound like he's lecturing when he's on the air. And that, by the way, is a very difficult thing. Some of the people who have, you know, who have points of view sound like professors, and who wants to listen to that? You listen to enough of that when you went to college. You don't need to listen to it on the radio. And Larry Elder's another guy who's very,
good guy.
Yeah, he is. He's very interesting. He's got a very interesting life story. And so anyway, it's, but those two people are the two on that side. And I often get asked about Limbaugh. Limbaugh has been able to, through his own creative genius, stay relevant. If he weren't good or the best at what he does, then he wouldn't be on the top of the pile. And there's back about the, you talk about the talkers list of the Hot 100, which will be out in the next month or so. And for the first time in 25 years, Sean was on top, and Rush was at number two last year, mostly because of Sean's engagement with the president and his viability as a host and his listenability, attractability. I honestly, Sean and I are friends. I like Sean a lot. I don't think he's as good a host as Limbaugh is, frankly. Yeah, but he's more visible and has more impact in that way. But I do I think he's as good as Limbaugh? No, I don't. And then you go down through the rest of them. I think there are a lot of local hosts. I say this without trying to be in any way pejorative. I think Rick Jensen is one of the bright lights on local talk radio in the country. He has a very interesting way of getting around to all the stories. Victoria was a fabulous host when she was on, and she, but she's too difficult to work with, so she can't keep her job. And that's one of
that's not true. It's not true. The reason I left, really, was because the rise of unilateral views meant that it wasn't, it was no longer possible for the multiplicity of views, and so I went in a new direction.
Yeah,
that was why.
And that's honestly, and I'm being facetious. I'm teasing you because I know the story, and I don't want people to think that's, I was serious about that. I wasn't. Victoria has been one of the smartest voices for 20 years on the air in America, and frankly, the reason, and Richie will tell you this, that I do what I do the way I do it is because I couldn't work for any of these companies. I was just like you in the same place where you are, Richie's laughing.
Back that one up.
I could no longer, I've worked for the big companies and stations where I didn't have to depend on that job. KABC is a perfect example. I loved being there. I would have worked there for nothing because it was, at that time, probably one of the three best talk radio stations in the country. And I was so proud to be a part of that staff, and now it's like, what do they have, even a one share?
Not even a one share.
It's become corporatized, and nobody gives a damn about what's on the station, and they got their head handed to them by a station that was at the time more independent, KFI, which in my mind is the best talk radio station in the country.
Without a doubt.
Anyway, so let's get to this list here.
Oh, we're going to do the list?
Wait, there's a list? There was a list. Kel Surprise.
That's French. Very good, Rick. I'm impressed. Kel Surprise. What a surprise en français. Mueller's investigation. Over, done, finished, yes or no? Victoria?
No.
Not
no, finished. I don't think so. But no, because he's the no, because the grand jury is ongoing, and I don't think anyway. I don't think so. I don't think it's done. Might be done. Nobody knows. And so
right, that's number one this week.
Just, stick the fork in it.
There you go.
Yeah,
but
done.
The other thing that's interesting, although this may be last week, but it's all a bit of a blur, is that I think it's interesting that that Nancy Pelosi is very definitely not in favor of impeachment.
No,
I think that is also interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't get us anywhere. She knows
nothing came out of the investigation. The Mueller report will have a big, huge thud. And the Democrats realize that if they come up with another investigation, that the public in general will go, enough already. You didn't get anything out of this one. Let's just move on.
Hundreds of millions of dollars spent.
So the Democrats are now reeling because that was their big, big fish going into the 2020 election.
Well,
and now that fish just jumped off the hook and swam away.
The B1 to that is stuff like Elijah Cummings trying to go after the Trump daughter and Kushner and all of that stuff for encrypted messages. I mean, who gives a damn?
Well, because it's against the law.
They should follow the rules on the messaging.
They should follow the law. It's the law, actually.
We asked Hillary to do it.
But I think what's important about this, they did, and they went after her hard, and Trump said she should be locked up. But I think what's interesting about this is that there has been a strong meme that there's a deep state in the Justice Department and in the FBI out to get Trump. And if the Mueller investigation says that there is no there, then I think it will show what
trying to fire a few people in the Justice Department.
I think it will show that the Justice Department and the FBI are what I think many people have long forever said, is that they are independent, honest brokers who are just trying to do their jobs.
I think there's a lot of stuff.
Why is Andrew McCabe not being prosecuted?
Right.
I don't know why he's not being prosecuted. Maybe they don't feel that there's the evidence.
Did you hear what Trump said yesterday, Doug?
Yeah, Richie.
And Trump basically said what you and I always say. He said they've got this investigation. They're trying to pin me on it, and that the only thing they're going to get is me trying to obstruct because I'm protecting myself against the false.
Yeah. The one thing about Trump this week, and this is, you've heard me say this 100 times, I'm probably more politically with him than I am the other side, and I think some of the things he's started and instigated.
Everybody's politically with him. They just can't stand him.
Well, and the thing about McCain this week, really, if anything has turned me off about him, it really kind of did it for me. I'm done listening and paying attention to this crap. You know, say what you will, he thinks or somebody thinks that Trump started the investigation.
McCain.
Into him. What did I say? McCain started the Trump investigation.
He handed the dossier over. But what if he did?
Well, so what? So what?
He was given the dossier. He handed it to the FBI. It was the correct thing to do.
Right.
The
number five thing on the countdown this week is the McCain comments that he didn't make once, twice. I think he's made three, but at least two vicious attacks on McCain. And that doesn't set well, maybe with some in the base. But remember, you've got to have a lot of, if you want to win the Republican nomination, you've got to have a lot of Republicans who are going to vote for you. And there are a lot of Republicans who still revere McCain and thought that he was a great representation of the party and what it stood for. To go after him in the vicious way.
In the center right, yes, but in the right, not so much.
No, well,
exactly. If I may,
go ahead, Rick.
You've got Senator Chris McDaniel, Republican. You've got Mike Shields, Republican consultant. And they're all saying the same thing, that there are people who see McCain not so much as the war hero, but as somebody with whom they disagree vehemently when it comes to his voting, when it comes to the American Unaffordable Care Act, when it comes to so many different things. And they hear what Trump says. They go, yeah, I never liked McCain either. I think for the rest of us, though, we do hear a president who's punching a dead guy thinking, you're the president. You shouldn't behave that way. That's just disgusting.
That's it. Yep, that's it. Thank you for encapsulating it. 44 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Here's the ultimate way to relieve your back problems, your back symptoms. You got an ache, a pain. You need to wear a support. Do you sleep well? No. All of these things. If you're having a problem getting a good night's rest, and some of the simplest tasks seem impossible to accomplish, then welcome to the world of Purity Products. They've created the ultimate lower back relief formula. This formula will get your back on track, and the best part about this is you can try it. Not only does it work, but you try it. First part is free. Yep, free, the clinically tested herbal formula that is the ultimate lower back relief formula will get rid of your lower back pain because it addresses the muscles. That's really what the problem is. The disjointedness and things with your discs and out, that causes your muscles to work harder to support your back. And so your back pain comes from your muscles. So you need this formula. Try it for 2 weeks. You'll notice a significant difference. And by that time, you can, and they know this, you get onto it and it works. So you want to buy the product. But first bottle is free. Call 800-291-4180. 800-291-4180. You'll get the first bottle free. Just they'll ask you to pay the shipping, which I think is $4, something like that. So if you want to get that relief, now's the time to work on it. Try it. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula from Purity. Free bottle. 800-291-4180. What's the most important word here? That it works? Yeah. That it's free? Yeah. Maybe those are all important. Get it. 800-291-4180.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn, it's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for, and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're going to make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how GEICO, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
All right, so we've touched on a couple of the really important things here. Many people who are flying are wondering about the Boeing 737, the problems with this plane. This is not going away, by the way. What hasn't been well reported is what they found in the black boxes. The guys that went down, the Ethiopian guys, were screaming. They had the books out and trying to find out what the fix was because they'd never been trained on what happens if the autopilot doesn't work. And you can hear that, them screaming, trying to find in the books, how do we fix this problem as the plane's going down.
So now they're going to add a second sensor because the one sensor, the backup for the one sensor going bad was the humans.
Yeah.
So now they're going to add a second sensor to that failing sensor so that...
Not a good... I don't think it's a good right. fix, frankly. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's 10 before the hour.
Thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Update you with regard to technology. It's Tech Talk time, and a review of the top five stories this week from the world of technology. You're about to get into the mind of Victoria Keelan, who surveys all of this material and is here to report on the top five items, starting at number five with an Apple Watch. Now, that sounds like you're watching apples growing, but no, it's a study. Right? An Apple Watch could be watching apples grow,
I can see how you would interpret it that way.
All right, well, you interpret it Apple. The right way for it.
Yes,
number
Apple
five.
The tech company. Apple the tech company and Stanford University School of Medicine have released the results of the Apple Heart Study. This was announced initially in November of 2017. They were going to work together, taking the data from the Apple Watch and then passing it on, discovering what they could. They had 419,000 participants, and all 50 states had people participating. This whole study took about 8 months, and according to the university, 2,000 people, or 0.5% of the participants, received notifications from their Apple Watch that they had an irregular heartbeat. And when they followed that up with doctors who were monitoring all of these test subjects, when they followed that up with an actual ECG, it turned out that the Apple Watch was correct 84% of the time. That is a lot higher than what either Apple or Stanford thought going in. And the interesting thing is, this is not even the newest Apple Watch that has the built-in ECG monitor. So once they study the Apple Watch Series 4 and they redo this study as a diagnostic tool, it'll be really interesting to see if they've started at 84% accuracy, it may end up being close to 100% accuracy with the newest Apple Watch. So this is all stored on your Apple Watch, so you can basically walk around with a medical record. And eventually this is going to be, I think, kind of the wave of the future, how people will take accountability and ownership of their own medical records. It'll all be on the watch.
Ah. All right, so that's pretty compelling stuff. Number four is pretty compelling as well, as Netflix has a new interactive show. What is this all about?
Yeah, Netflix has announced that the next big interactive story, and what that means is this is a choose-your-ending TV series. And so the newest one is called You Versus Wild. It stars Bear Grylls, who is the survivalist. We all know him from Running Wild with Bear Grylls, where he takes celebrities into the wilderness for 2 days, and Man Versus Wild, which was on the Discovery Channel. This is an 8-episode show, and it will let viewers follow Bear on his adventures around the world, and then you actually, the viewers get to choose his next decisions in each episode, and then you get to see how it plays out. So you can go back and rewatch it and have him do different things. It's pretty cool, and you know, Netflix is really the first to do a streaming platform to do this type of live action endeavor. So it's pretty cool, and we'll see where it goes. Lots of kids stuff. Also, it's great for kids. They get to choose their own endings to storybooks.
I'm not sure whether this is cool as well. It might be. Number three is a focus on a change at Pandora.
Pandora is giving listeners more control over what songs their customized radio stations play. It's a new feature called Pandora Modes. So the classic algorithm on Pandora chooses what plays next when you start a new artist station. So if you pick a song by any artist, they will then make a radio station using the algorithm based on that song. So you'll get similar things, similar rhythms, similar style artists. But now these new modes will actually give you a lot more control. You can do deep cuts. You can discover brand new artists that are very rarely played on the platform, newly released songs, and one that people have been begging for, Artist Only, which lets you binge entirely on a single artist catalog. And so All of those updates are actually current and live right now.
Uh-huh. Maybe I could get a Mavis Staples channel.
You can.
Huh?
Yep. Mavis Staples Radio. Yep.
Number two, Instagram adding something that may be helpful for you.
Oh, this is going to be the worst news in my life, because Instagram has now made it too easy to shop within the app, and you don't even need to leave the app anymore in order to make these purchases. More than 20 brands have started using this new checkout feature. Nike, Adidas, H&M, MAC Cosmetics, Michael Kors, Prada, Uniqlo, Warby Parker, Zara. There's a whole bunch of them out there. And so now, without having to be taken to the retailer's page, you stay right in the Instagram app. They store your payment information for you. It's encrypted, and then you can shop away. 130 million people a month are already shopping on Instagram.
Uh-huh. All right, number one, AT&T and Comcast together.
Yep, they've announced they're partnering to authenticate calls made between their two networks, letting customers know when it's a real caller and when it's a spammer. And this is obviously their attempt to combat robocalls, which plagues everyone's existence.
Unbelievable. What a mess. That is. All right, so there they are, the top five stories of the week from the world of technology here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.